Welcome to day 9 of our 21-day healing journey. We're going to take a moment to put our eyes, our faith and our focus in the love, grace and goodness of our God. So be still. Try to switch off from the busyness around you. Take a moment to shift the focus from whatever is going on in your room, in your mind, in your body, and place your focus in the healing power of Jesus. Together right now, we're receiving from Psalms 91, and we're going to carry on reading from verse 8. With your eyes you shall look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, because he has set his love upon you. Therefore he will deliver you. He will set you on high, because you know his name. He has placed his call upon you, and he will answer you, and he will be with you in trouble, and deliver you, and honor you, and with long life he will satisfy you and show you his salvation. Today, let's receive the revelation that God has positioned all of heaven at your dispense. Angels are set to take care of you, to lift you up, not to allow you to face what is going on in your circumstance, not allowing a circumstance to have victory over you. Even describing things like disease and pestilence and destruction, describing things like plagues, and even the beasts that desire to destroy you. God has thought of all attacks and positioned all of heaven so that he can do what? Place you on high, reveal to you his name as Jesus, Savior, Deliverer. Show you his call, in other words, speak to your purpose and your future, to be with you in trouble, to deliver you from trouble, and to bring honor to you. And with long life, he promises to bless you and show you his salvation. No matter what you face today, this is the desire of God spoken through Jesus, his work unto you. Father, I thank you that as we look at what has been said about our circumstance in the natural, let us receive a divine revelation that angels and heaven and Christ himself is working for our deliverance, for our salvation, to give us long life, to keep us, to preserve us, to heal us, to protect us. In Jesus' name we receive that promise. Amen. Receiving communion is a powerful moment, and we encourage you to take a bread or cracker, water or juice around you. Even in a hospital room, you can use some of the food set aside and the water set aside as a powerful moment to receive communion. And communion is about placing your faith for your healing in the broken body of Jesus, for your forgiveness in the blood of Jesus, placing your focus on what Jesus has done for you. As you receive communion, reflect powerfully that no matter what you face, Jesus is greater. His love for you is greater, and he so desires to see you healthy and whole. Now I'd like to pray a blessing over you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and show you his grace and give you peace.